MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. Here's a look at what's happening. An intersection with a major street and a west side road about to connect two major highways near Carlsbad is open. That, according to Eddy County Public Works Director Jason Burns, he said the intersection of Lee Street and the West Loop Road reopened April 14 as box culverts and paving was complete. The West Loop Road would connect Highway 285 with Highways 62-180 and has been in the works for nearly 30 years. An important discussion during the Roswell Independent School District meeting last week focused on the difference between safety and security and how the district is ensuring that dangers of both types would be less likely to occur. RISD already has a handle on safety threats, also referred to as non-living threats such as fire and electrical emergencies, but work remains on security threats. Parts of New Mexico seeing some wet conditions with lakes, rivers, and streams reaping the benefits. National Weather Service and Bureau of Reclamation sharing new numbers at the Rio Grande annual public meeting. They say snowmelt collecting in New Mexico's water supply at record levels. While eastern New Mexico did not benefit from the precipitation, they say the western two-thirds of the state is above average in water supply. In the past few weeks, Hobbs Police Chief August Fahn says there's been a dramatic decrease in the number of auto burglaries. According to police call logs, HPD's calls for auto burglaries decreased to only 1 to 2 incidents per day, whereas before they were averaging 2 to 4 calls a day. Fonz attributes the decrease in auto burglaries to proactive policing and the community doing their part. He said one step residents can take to help keep a car from being burglarized is to make sure the doors are locked, windows are up, and no valuables are left in plain sight. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.